You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now I'm joined by two very special guests here. We have Charlie Butler.
Kia ora.
And Jack Hannon.
Good morning.
They're both from The Capping Show, and they're here with me today to come talk about and promote The Capping Show.
Yeah.
So how's it going, guys? How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, no, pretty good.
We've been having a blast, eh? It's been so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had opening night on Saturday night, which actually went really well. Usually opening night's kind of like this final dress rehearsal where things still sort of go a bit wrong, or you try something out for the first time. But our opening night was actually, for the maybe first time in the history of The Capping Show, really good.
Yeah, no, that was it was surprisingly good, I would say.
We had a big crowd.
Big crowd, big laughs too. So
believe it or not, people laughed.
Yeah.
And that was it was a stunning night. I was lucky enough to be there to witness most of it. It was really good, really put together.
Thank you.
Really impressed with how it's all come along.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Stop it, Alex. Thank you.
So for those listening who don't actually know what The Capping Show is, do you mind just telling us a little bit about it?
Of course. So The Capping Show is the oldest student comedy variety show on planet Earth. It's been going on for 131 years now. So basically it's kind of like, you know, Saturday Night Live. You know how there's like video sketches and main sketches. It's kind of like that. But then of course there's the little sprinkle of Otago on it. So there's like the sexy tit, the sex tit, and then of course the Salmon Ballet, which is in its 97th year running at The Capping Show.
It's student run and it's student humour and it's Dunedin based humour. Yep. So if you come and you're from the Otipoti Dunedin community, you kind of get all of these really inside jokes and you're kind of sitting in the audience like, whoa, this show's about me, you know, main character kind of moment.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah. I think maybe I'm not allowed to say that, but hopefully our reviewers will say that it's really funny.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they will. So personally, what does The Capping Show mean to each of you? Because, Jack, I know you've done it for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And Charlie, you were friends with people last year, but this is your first official year on.
That's right.
So how are you both finding it this year? What does it mean?
Well, it means, I think to me, like, to be honest, I was kind of scared to actually do The Capping Show. Because I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a big deal. You know, I don't know how I would do. And then you go on stage and everyone around you is so unbelievably supportive. And everyone is funny. You know, everyone works off each other in, like, the sketch writing, and then everyone, you know, all the actors, they do a little bit of riffing. But to me, it means, you know, connecting with friends and fellow comedians, in a sense. I'm not saying that I'm a comedian, but I know that everyone else is. But yeah. It also means tradition as well. You know, you're part of a legacy that's spanning back 131 years and a bit longer as well, if you counting that, but yeah
I kind of regret not doing The Capping Show earlier. I am really grateful I have two very good friends, Kate Lewis and Jack Evans. I flirted with Kate Lewis and I'm very good friends with Jack Evans, and they're both kind of Capping Show veterans, and I was around them all the time, and they just had such a blast doing The Capping Show, and it just looked like so much fun, and I was a really keen audience for The Capping Show. I loved going and watching and supporting, but I never really made enough time to do The Capping Show myself. So finally this year I was like, right, I'm going to give this a go. And I'm choreographing the show and I act in the show as well. And honestly, the show means so much to me because of the Capping Whānau, which is a really cringy, corny answer that you would really expect from somebody in The Capping Show. But all I can say is that it's really true.
Yeah.
So many of my good friends are in The Capping Show now. We're such a tight-knit cast. It's so much fun. I love giving all of my time to this show, to the people that are in the show. We all so dedicated and love putting on comedy, love getting together, trying to make people laugh. It's just such a beautiful experience, and I know Jack can speak to that as well.
Absolutely. No, yeah, sure.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you're both a choreographer and an actor, so how has that been for you?
It's been so much fun. I have done a lot of dancing in the past, so I was really excited to take up the choreographer role. It's really fun. The balance between choreographer and actor is really interesting, because I'm kind of on the directing team, and I kind of find out all these little secrets that the directors get to keep from the cast, but I'm in the cast too, so I'm kind of have this like weird limbo. Jack's always pestering me like, what sketches are going to show, tell me.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to know this thing, you know, they're keeping it from us, I know that you know. And, you know, I'm sworn to secrecy. Loose lips sink ships, you know. And believe me, Jack Hannon has loose lips.
I do not.
So I have to keep all the secrets. But it's really fun. And sometimes the dynamic between cast member and choreographer is hard because not everyone is an excellently trained dancer in the Capping Show.
And she's looking directly at me.
Yeah. Jack's one of my problem children. And you can kind of tell that my voice is like not up to scratch at the moment, and it's because the role of choreographer requires quite a lot of yelling at some of our cast members, which sounds really terrible, but usually I yell nice things like slay or sell it, you know, but sometimes I'm like, Jack, move to the left, you know, and he's moving to the right.
Or having no idea what I'm doing.
So, yeah, occasionally I'm like, oh, am I being a bit grumpy? But everyone, honestly, they need to be whipped into shape, eh, Jack?
I mean, sure.
So what are some of the highlights from this year from Capping Show? Because it's been going on for, what, a couple of months now?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The highlights. I reckon it was actually the writing. So the writing, we took, like, what was it, 2 months? Two and a bit months? No, a month. A month of writing.
Yeah, we had a month.
So, yeah, it felt like longer because it was so much fun. But, like, every night during the week, we would come together, we'd write up the most stupid sketches. Wrote how many? Like, 400? 400-something? Yeah. But in that time, you know, we were having so much fun, having laughs at, like, things that no one else got. And I guess now that the sketches that are on stage now, you get to see everyone else laughing along with a sketch that you wrote or you participated in getting that to where it is and writing it up. And I think that's always, that will always be my highlight for the Capping Show. It's not just always about the acting, it's about the writing as well. Because it is written by all of us for the audience, yeah.
And it is really special to see something that you created up on stage,
fully
fleshed out, and having people react to it. It is quite cool.
Brings a little joy.
How about you, Charlie?
One of my highlights was sort of like a prank I played on the cast really early on.
God, yeah.
So sort of self-promo for my lovely club, Otago Dance Association. I'm the president of the club, and I had kind of double-booked myself. I needed to teach dancing to the Capping Show, but there was a workshop going on for Otago Dance Association on the same night. So I approached the directors. I go, you know what would be so cool is if I brought all of the acting cast and the writing cast along to the Irish dancing workshop that ODA was running.
Irish dancing.
So I brought everyone to there, and the directors were like, woohoo, that's such an awesome idea. And I was like, yeah, they're going to love it. And man, they hated it.
Yes, we did.
So I show up, and we've got like 20 Capping Show members in this class full of people who are like kind of seriously there to learn Irish dancing.
We were.
It was the week of St. Paddy's, so I was like, come on, it's really important, you know, Dunedin student culture, we've got to get involved. I got them in there and they got to learn some Irish dancing. They were terrible, I will say. There's some videos on the Capping Show Instagram. Definitely go check them out.
Please don't.
Yeah, no.
But I do think they had sort of a blast. And it was kind of like my first prank that I played on the cast. They hated it and they sort of hated me. And it was like really early on as well. Nobody really knew me. And they were just like, why is this lady taking us to do Irish dancing?
Nothing to do with the Capping Show at all.
But at all.
And it's a scar.
So that's a highlight. A highlight from me. Yeah.
It was definitely interesting.
It's the kind of thing we get up to, you know, Capping Show shenanigans. We're not allowed to talk about all of the things that exist outside of the OUSA sanctioned Capping Show rehearsal times, but we do get together. We have some more laughs.
Sweaty boys. Yeah, that sounds wrong. But
you've got to explain. You can't just say sweaty boys and then not explain it.
It's just a couple of guys in a sauna.
Yeah, just chatting about stuff.
Anyway,
moving on. So you guys are performing again tonight.
Yes,
you've got what, 8 more shows left?
Yes, 8 more shows.
So next one's on tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So why should people come and watch?
Oh,
Charlie.
Man, it's only the greatest Capping Show that the Capping Show has ever put on, which is a really crazy statement to say because the Capping Show has always fostered so much talent. But man, we've worked so hard on it, and I think you'll laugh at least once, if not with us, maybe at us, and that's okay too. You'll laugh at Jack in the dancing.
Absolutely.
Laugh at actually quite a few people in the dancing.
Mm.
Hopefully you'll laugh at the jokes that we've written. Alex has written some pretty good jokes, I will say.
Yeah.
There are some pretty good video sketches, some pretty good main sketches.
Yeah.
I truly think people should come because they genuinely will enjoy it.
Yeah, I think for me, like, you're part of, it's like a whole University of Otago experience. Like, it is part of a tradition that, again, spans back over 100 years. And, you know, you're an audience member watching your fellow students put on a show that is for you, like it's dedicated to you. And, you know, you're seeing, like, unique comedy that is on stage. You're seeing singing that has some pretty crude remarks in it. You know, we're seeing us take fun of, you know, Daddy Grant. Love you, Daddy Grant. But, like, all this there is all, like, to make everyone, you know, try and have a good time. Because, you know, right now, it's stressful. You know, I know exams are coming up. So why not take 2 hours out of your time, have a relax, have a laugh, and enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that you actually make such a good point about it being part of student culture and tradition, especially because, like, I'm from up north, and sometimes I'm up north and I talk about being in Dunedin, and people say to me, oh, do you know the Capping Show? Are you in the Capping Show? And then I get to talk about how beautiful the Capping Show is, but it really is sort of renowned across New Zealand. It's is such a big part of being in Otago. You're right. People should get amongst it.
Mm. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
Well, that's pretty much all the questions I have. Is there anything else you guys like to say?
Oh, just come.
Just
please.
Come along.
Tickets are cheap.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you there. There's a whole bunch of surprises in this year's show that we're keeping close to our chest, but you've got to come and experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
100%.
And thank you for having us on, Alex.
You're
awesome.
Really appreciate
it, man. Oh, well, thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
Well, that was Charlie Butler and Jack Hannon, and you're still...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.